Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the fourth podcast taping of the Podcasters, the students of the Doctor of Management program, UMUC. I am Daria Bailey.
I am Mark Brown.
Hi, I'm Cordell Francis.
This is Anu Sherman.
And so...
And this is Frida.
So in this episode of this podcast, we're going to cover the question of how has technological advances impacted managerial skills. And so just by way of an intro, I consider the way that we used to work back in the 60s, 70s, and even early 80s, and we were a largely paper-based society, and a lot of the work that was done was all in the office, and it was done through processes that involved a lot of paper, phone calls, and face-to-face communication. And now with the advent of technology, we've got email, text messages, IM, DM, we've got Facebook and virtual meetings. We've got all sorts of ways that we can work and also manage people. And so the question is, how has that impacted our managerial skills? I would start by saying I think that the advent of technology has helped us to do our work, but has decreased our engagement with each other as people, and has decreased some of our really hard management skills, because we don't have to see people and we don't have to manage them directly as much.
I agree. I think that technology has forced everyone into a bubble where you don't have to have face-to-face conversation anymore. It's more of send me an email. But on the flip side, technology has given us the ability to be multitaskers, number one.
Yes.
I mean, think about it being in the car, where you can send a text, you can shoot off an email in the car. It has afforded us an opportunity to do more tasks within a given day.
Yes.
But it has also hurt us in that we're we don't communicate the way we used to.
Mm-hmm.
The levels of communication end with a computer or a cell phone, because we don't pick up the phone like we used to.
Yeah, but it does increase our networking skills that we talked about earlier. It gives us an ability to communicate with people beyond our immediate area. So I think that's
an
advantage.
That's a big plus, yes. But for sure, there's a plus and a minus to this. And the question is, which generation are we dealing with?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of times now we're saying that the workplace is becoming more millennials, and a lot of the baby boomers are slowly retiring. So depending on the generation that we're dealing with, they have a different comfort level with the kind of technology that's being used.
Mm-hmm.
And millennials can be very effective when you communicate through technology, whereas the baby boomers may want more face-to-face time. And one of the theories that comes to mind, the representative heuristics theory, which I just learned about,
mm-hmm.
and it says something about how when you have to make a decision quickly, then you go by the prototype. I mean, you make your decision based on what you think a 20-something would say under the circumstances, whereas a 50-something would do. So you, without even really going into what that person might be thinking or how they just say, well, this is my employee is 28 years old, and most probably this is the way that they'd want this to be done.
Yeah.
So since they have the opportunity to make decisions quickly through using technology, they say, let's just decide that this is what their preference would be because they are of the prototype of a millennial versus that of a baby.
Yeah.
Or
I think an advantage for technology advancement is the ability to provide webinars as well as just, I think that, you know, back in the day, everything was formal around, I have this situation on conflict resolution, what do I need to do? And organizations being able to craft out different sections for managers to go out there and just pick what's the most relevant piece that I need right now to help me with my situation, and being able to see, you know, little videos and scripts and just information that's readily available, the way that it's enhancing material skills for that audience.
Or I can go further to say, depending on who your audience is, as a manager, who is your target audience? I remember in my office, I remember we had a new director and he was saying, so-and-so is on Facebook. You're not supposed to be on Facebook during the day. And I said, what kind of business are we in? We are the Office of Community Relations. The only way you're going to relate to the community is if you use social media tactics. I said, you know, the government as a whole is on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter because they recognize that that is the way that people are communicating. So I think as managers, you have to realize what is the best way to communicate your message to the masses. And if that is social media, then so be it. But naturally, you would want to, or at least hope, that your employees would understand work is work and playtime is playtime. So who's your audience and how can you better get the information to your audience? Because in that same instance, I'll say, when we're dealing with seniors, seniors don't use computers and social media. And well, I shouldn't say all of them don't, because we have a lot of savvy, tech-savvy seniors. But what's the best way to communicate with them? So you have to think about, how do you get your message out to the masses?
I hear what all of y'all are saying. And I couldn't help but to go back to what Anu was also saying, which was, we've got several generations in the workforce right now. The people who are managers are typically baby boomers and Generation Xers. The people who are most comfortable with technology are first centennials, then millennials, then Generation Xers. Baby boomers and traditionalists are not interested in technology, but technology is here. And so there's a gap, I think, between the people who are managers and the people who are being managed with regard to their comfort with the technology. And I think that the people who are most comfortable with technology, your millennials, centennials, and Generation Xers, sometimes resent feeling like they're the managers, who are typically your baby boomers, are using technology to micromanage them. One example would be on computer the internal computer systems. A lot of times, the way it's set up, when you sit down at your desk, you'll get a pop-up that says, so-and-so is at their desk, or so-and-so is online. Or you'll get a little green light next to your name that shows that they've been online within the last 5 minutes. And sometimes managers will use that as a way to determine whether people are being productive. They're not looking at the quality of work that they're producing. They're looking at how many times do they sit down at their desk and see that green light on next to your name.
Fidel, it's so interesting that you raised that, because I don't think it's just the millennials. I would say that even the baby boomers and even Gen X very concerned that you're being monitored. And I know that in the office, people now have started putting like little stickies over the little cameras that you have, because they feel like they've been watched. So it's having an adverse impact as well, to your point, but it's across the board, because some tech-savvy people are finding ways of keeping them online all the time, even though they are the managers.
I think somebody in this room, but I don't know who it is, we were at residency one day and I said, why do you have your camera covered? It was Mark. He had his camera covered. And I said, why does everybody put tape over their camera? And I've heard people say, you never know who's watching or who has the ability to watch you. So I put my tape over the camera so nobody can see me. I said, okay. Okay.
I've learned that that does happen, because I work with industries that can do that. So me, myself personally, if I can prevent it or minimize that from occurring, that's what I do.
Or just not use
technology. You have to use technology.
Well, I was going to say, just not use government issued technology. But is this the fear same with yours as well?
It doesn't matter whether it's government technology or your own personal technology. If the government or whoever wants to get into it, they can get into your phone, your systems.
We have WebEx conferences.
I know that when I had issues with my computer this past week, I went in and the same exact, the guy who was fixing my computer, he had tape over his. And I was like, what's up? It's the amount of knowledge I know from a technology perspective. Trust me, all his computers are taped. So mine's taped too.
So with having said all of that, I think that technology has impacted our ability to manage. It has impacted our skills. I think it's probably more individual as to whether it has helped you or hurt you. You know, you can use technology to help improve processes and move your organization forward, or you can use it or not use it to your detriment. I think that in my organization, I think we've tried to use technology as a way to enhance employee experience and to try to lessen the micromanaging, because we're focused more on the product than we are about the amount of time you're online and some of those kind of micromanagement practices that people are typically exercised in the past. But I think it really relies on a manager's ability to use the technology effectively.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think every scientific discovery has a very powerful ability to change your life. So it can change your life depending on how you decide to use it. And when there is a scientific advancement or any kind of technological advancement, one has to appreciate how much we can progress or advance our life by using that technology appropriately rather than trying to use it to our detriment.
One thing we have to understand is that technology is always going to go forward. It's never going backwards. So you either get with the program or you don't get with the program. Mm-hmm. And I think the more effective leaders will know that they have to get with the program.
Okay. Well, that concludes our session for today. And we look forward to getting some additional conversation going with regards to upcoming management techniques and skills in our next podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to working with you soon.
Where were we at on that?
Can I stop?
My computer.
Oh, it's up here in the corner.
Completely dropped.
I don't know. Is it still on? Let me tell Derek. I can't even see this thing.
It's okay, because we have longer ones,
hey,
too. So.
That's true. What's the...
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't play with
my computer completely
crashed. I think I know.
Crashed.
I think I do know this. I
lost
this.
The time, everything. I lost the recording.
Wow.
Oh, see? Oh, it's still recording.
Oh, we're at 12.